We're on Jazz Street, day number 7 of our Jazz Festival with Lila Bialy. Lila, welcome back to Rochester.
Thank you. It's been 10 years. Can you believe it?
I think it's been 10 years, hasn't it?
It has been 10 years. In fact, the venue we played isn't even called what it was called back then, which was Xerox Auditorium. But now I think it's Innovation
Square.
Amazing.
So catch us up in terms of music, where you've been and how you've been.
Oh, we're great. We're super happy to be back in the States. I'm from Vancouver originally, but my husband is from Vermont, and we met in New York City. So whenever we cross the border and we enter the state of New York, our shoulders just come down. It feels like home to us. So all is well. We've been recording a new record. We're touring a few festivals this summer and doing the jazz thing.
Talk about growing up in British Columbia, because it's such an amazing area and such a huge resource of musicians have come from that world. Talk about it for you and what it was like growing up.
It is an amazing place, and it is where I was introduced to jazz. I was kind of a late bloomer, so introduced to jazz in high school. I went to the same high school in Vancouver where Renee Rosnes went to school 20 years before me, and it's also where I met Christine Jensen on the West Coast. And I've never played with her before, so I've known her for decades now, but here in Rochester will be our first collaboration, which is super exciting.
Talk about why you use songs of your youth in a jazz setting like David Bowie. When we play Let's Dance, the phones still light up after all these years. Talk about why that music means so much to you and why you present it in such a way.
You know, I've always been interested in the intersection of jazz and other genres. And so about 10 years ago, to keep things interesting, I started asking audience members what songs they'd like to hear us cover that weren't from the jazz lexicon. And one of the first requests that came in was David Bowie's Let's Dance. And I remember thinking, what on earth will I do with a song that is so iconic? And so we just came up with our own version. The idea is always to try to, you know, honor what we think the intent was of the original version and the writer, but then, of course, to make it our own. And that's what we've done.
Talk about also your songwriting skills, because people really love how you can tell a story and craft the words with the music. So talk about the process for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big answer, but I often get lyrics when I'm traveling. So, you know, whether I'm walking between the venue and a radio interview like this, or if I'm in the city exploring a new area, or on a plane, and that's often when lyrics will come to me. And so I just keep my iPhone at the ready, and will either speak them into a voice memo or jot them down. And it's the same with musical ideas. Sometimes I'll just get, like, we do an arrangement of Pennies from Heaven, which I guess is certainly not an original song, but I use a lot of compositional techniques when I'm arranging as well. And we were, you know, on a flight, and I'm floating above the clouds, and I just heard this bass line, dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk. You know, so you just never know where inspiration might strike. And so the idea is just to be ready for when it comes.
So for you, when you create music, do you hear the words first or the music first, or just depending on what happens, the muse?
Both and. The muse. It's all up to the muse.
So what can we expect out of tonight's show?
Oh, it's going to be a really fun mix of reimagined takes of the Great American Songbook, what I like to call the Great Canadian Songbook, so Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, and then also some original songs, as you mentioned.
Talk about the Great Canadian Songbook, because you're talking about, like you said, Neil Young, Gordon Lightfoot, Joni Mitchell, and so many other amazing artists. So talk about that celebration of Canadian culture with your music.
Wow. I mean, Canada has birthed some of the greatest songwriters of all time, and many of them I think of as poets. So you mentioned storytelling a moment ago. I mean, there is no better a storyteller, in my opinion, than Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen. They're poet laureates, and so they weave these incredible narratives. And I always think about, when I'm arranging, you know, the idea is to elucidate the lyrics as much as we can, bring them to life. And so, yeah, there's just a wealth of beautiful poetry in Canada. I think it has something to do with the landscape, right?
I think of the same thing.
Yeah, right? I know, the open skies or something, and the mountains, the whole thing.
Well, welcome back to Rochester, and can't wait to see you tonight.
Thanks for having me back, Derek. This is such a pleasure.